see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
We are back in studio. By the time you're listening to this, folks, I'm going to be down in Los Angeles, huh? Isn't that nice? Or Plano, Texas. We're going to be with Sam Tripoli this weekend. So, hey, anybody down there in Plano, Texas, or Dallas, we'll get to our dates. But, yeah, we're going to... You can hear us this week on the Tinfoil Hat Podcast. My apologies, Mr. Sam Tripoli. We will be, myself, Brett Forte, Sam Walker, little guest appearance on the old Tinfoil Hat Podcast, talking all sorts of jazz about what's going on up in Canada, the controversy surrounding Sam Tripoli, ourselves. We'll have a nice conversation. I don't know what the conversation is going to be. I'm just putting some sort of expectation. So maybe you'll go on over there and listen to that, like, nice little episode that we got coming out. Upcoming dates, ladies and gentlemen, we have April 21st in Dallas, Texas, more so Fort Worth, April 26th in Austin, Texas, May 3rd and 4th in Thunder Bay, Ontario, May 11th in Lloydminster, May 12th in Edmonton, May 23rd in Camrose, May 24th in Rocky Mountain House, May 25th in Westlock. Oh, May 30th, Comox, British Columbia, May 31st, Nanaimo, British Columbia, and June 1st in Victoria, British Columbia. Oh, and in there is May 29th, May 26th, sorry, we are in Las Vegas with Brian Holtzman. There are more dates in June where we are going to be in California with Brian Holtzman. Those have just been added to the site yesterday. I have not updated my list because I don't know. Fuck. Tickets available at dangercatshop.com. Wonderful week ahead of us. Yes, very excited to head back to Texas. Very excited to see California with my own eyes for the very first time in my life. You know... It's easy to sit back. For the longest time, I was sitting back, shitting on all over Vancouver. I never really witnessed it with my own eyes to see the destruction and the downfall of humanity that rids the streets of the Lower East Side. Actually, the whole goddamn city. You know, anywhere you go in Vancouver, and it's a perfect replication of the current state of California. That pretty much is our California. But there are areas, you know, where the wealthy exist. And that doesn't occur. So where am I going to be? I don't know. That's the fun part. You know, you hear of all the madness that's taking place down there. And then when you added the able to purchase weapons in such a lovely country, you know, and I'm not mocking it, you know, so there's some gun loving folks that are on here, and I'm a fan of weapons. I'm a fan. You should own them. You should have them. It's your right. Before we get a little too far in the woods, you know, we don't want to get deep in the weeds with that one, ladies and gents, because I might lose my whole fucking audience. Start talking about guns and what I think about them. No, you know, I'm not sitting here. I'm just fucking with you. I am not anti-gun. All right, I'm not anti-gun, so put your panties, untuck them, you know, we're fine, we're good. But it'll be exciting to see California for the first time. I've never experienced it, you know, the sights, the smells, you know, what you witness, you know, you're scanning the street to see what's going on. It's always interesting, you know, entering a new part of the world that you've never been. So I'm very excited for that this week. And to be hanging with a guy like Sam Tripoli, it just adds another layer of excitement, you know? Am I doing well? You know me. Couldn't be more depressed. Yeah, fuck. It's an exciting time. Surrounding what we got going on. I got to admit, you know, it's a very There is no perfect word to describe it. You know, you come out of something like what we went through with the media attack and the slander that took place of like labeling us a bunch of stuff that, you know, we're more than that. We're a little bit more than that. I can't believe you would leave some words out that could describe us in a much professional manner, you know? Can't believe you would do that to us. But you come out of it on the other side and people forget. You know, it's funny because some folks, you know, in the heat of it, in the very, very height of it, you know, a lot of folks want to dogpile on it and they want to fucking, you know, they want to continue this rage against us. I said that three times. Holy shit. And it's just not sticking it. And, you know, like you start to not care. We're not as passionate as we are, as the folks aren't as passionate as they are canceling us as they are with the whole freeing Palestine thing. You know, I don't think there's anybody out there willing to get arrested for protesting the danger cats. You know, it just doesn't have that allure. You know, it doesn't have that zest. It doesn't feel sexy doing it, you know. Where if you're arrested, like I just seen 29 folks were arrested out in Halifax for, I believe, the obstruction of traffic. Turn of events there, huh? What a turn of events there. You know, folks that were very, very concerned about obstructing traffic during a certain period of time while we were all locked down, you know, there was a time where people decided to, you know, quote unquote, obstruct traffic, and that upset them. But then it seems like they took a page out of their playbook. Now do we have to be mad? Or we, you know, are we, I see what you're doing there. You know, do we appreciate it? Do we get upset? What do we do? What do we do when we see that somebody with a political difference uses the same tactic as you? You know, because we, at one point, you know, some folks weren't too happy about the obstruction of traffic, whether it be at the border, whether it was downtown Ottawa, wherever it may be. Some folks just weren't too excited about the obstruction of traffic. And then to go and, you know, here we go. Time marches on. We get into the future and the same tactic is used. Are we supposed to be mad? Are we supposed to be upset? Should we be screaming at them? What the fuck are you doing? You can't obstruct traffic. Do we contradict our feelings in the past to now start a new argument in the future? What is the answer? No one knows. You know, and we can get into the other horse shit that is around here. Oh, this is systemic racism. You know, hey, you just had smaller. You just needed a few more people. Own a car. Why don't more of you own cars and bring them down? Block the track. These guys are bringing fucking semi trucks across the country and you can't bring your Honda Civic down here because the alternator's blown out. The alternator's pooched. Change a spark plug. What's wrong with it? Put some air in the fucking tire and drag that piece of shit out of your front yard and plant it wherever you want. Start obstructing a little traffic. Who gives a fuck? No one cares anymore, you know? Look around. Do you see a lot of smiling faces? That's one thing I notice whenever I'm in these cities, and it's depressing, you know? Small town kid in the big city, one thing I'm very used to is like we always looked at one another, smiled, nod, acknowledged each other's existence, whether you knew this person or not, you know? You'd look them in the eye just to see what's going on. Who is this guy, you know? Where cities, like, avoiding eye contact is like, That's number one priority while walking the street, I've noticed. You know, you do not want to look a stranger in the eye. It may open yourself up to some form of conversation. Now, I understand, too, that most of the conversation and people staring at you usually have their hand out asking for change with a needle hanging out of their arm. So I understand, like, why you would not want to have any sort of, you know, interaction with somebody, whether it is just a quick glance into their eyes. Whether it is just a are you any spare change? That's usually what's followed up if you look at somebody in the eye and acknowledge their existence. So I understand, like, it's got to get a little old. I get it. It's got to get a little old, but you can tell the difference between a homeless guy and just a regular dude walking the streets, can't you? Or is it that so, is it so blended that we're unaware of who's who? Because I thought the guy that was like, you know, who would, fooled me. The guy folded up playing his own game of Twister in the middle of the street, you know? I didn't know that that was a dentist. I didn't know that guy had an MBA. I did not know that that guy was just taking a little break from work. And he's going to go and waddle himself back up into that ivory tower and start trading Bitcoin. Forgive me, for I'm a small town moron from the prairies of Canada. You know, when I walk into these centers, I have no idea the who's who in this town. And I'm looking around, I'm looking at people, I'm smiling, I'm a dumbass. I stick out like a sore thumb. Even after years of living in a big city, if you will, I still carry those values of a small town and just look like a complete dumbass, you know? Which is hilarious. I have a good time with it. Why would I not want to enjoy myself even while people around me are miserable as you're listening to, fuck you! You know, somebody walking up to a car. This guy over here shitting himself. Three of them are trying to huddle around a piece of fucking tin foil while they try and roast a opioid to get a hit. You know? Why would I want to let that drag me down? What, we can't let people have a good time in this country anymore? Everybody's getting fucked up in the hospital. They're trying to, everybody just wants to carry on the party. Nobody can party no more. Nobody can just let their hair down anymore. So what? We went over this. You can't smoke rocks in the hospital. What is this, communism? Unbelievable. I'd love to see somebody try and do like this, like bring those activities that progressives allow to take place in these bigger centers in like small towns. Cause I don't think it would fly too quick, you know? Whew. Oh boy, that's not good. Why am I, excuse me. A yawn snuck up on me like that. That is not good. That's how professional this podcast is. A yawn on live air. We could cut that out, but I don't think that's necessary. I, for one, do not think that that is necessary. But that's what I'm saying. Is I think we're looking at a total decline in the human psyche. I think we're seeing it in real time. You know, a lot of us have lost these communities that we would have existed in when prior to the pandemic, we lost a lot of our hobbies. So I think that when you see, I don't want to say like wokeness is almost a hobby, but in a way it kind of is. Because you're able to bring yourself, you can see yourself, sorry, I got a distraction over here. I'm seeing people getting hauled off. What we're witnessing is like a community coming together, and whether you believe in whatever they're chanting or not, you know, you're seeing yourself as a part of something again, and it feels good. So you go all in. Why wouldn't you go all in? If you were on a hockey team, right? If you played hockey, beer league, fucking junior A, midget, whatever you're playing, right? You got a common goal with some fellow folks, and it's to win the hockey game. Let's make the playoffs. Let's win the championship. There's a common goal with one another. So when groups like this exist, and like we're talking about the 29 people getting arrested out in the fucking Halifax protests, right? Those 29 people believe that their championship is getting a ceasefire in Israel. You know, that's their championship. So when you associate, when I can associate it to like sports of like how they think and how they feel about a particular issue, it makes a little more sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense in the realm of why this particular issue. You know, is it because it's a hot button one right now? It's in, you know, were you a part of the Ukraine protest? And then it's just like that, we just did a flag swap and we move on to the next thing. That's kind of a bandwagon jumper. You know, I'm not a big fan of that. When that happens, you know, when you see somebody and they've cheered for a particular team for so long, and then all of a sudden they come around in a new jersey, it kind of throws you off, you know? Well, I don't understand how that isn't something that takes part or takes place in those communities. Like, don't you get a little like, hey, what the fuck all of a sudden? And it's like, well, there's a bigger war going on. You know, and you got to argue of like, well, what about the Ukraine? The Ukraine is old news. We're calling for a ceasefire and a free Palestine. And it's like, okay, well, fuck, I just spent $80 on Amazon getting all these fucking Ukraine stickers, these Ukraine flags. I got t-shirts. I bought a few t-shirts for the whole clan, for the whole group of us. And I thought we were going to get together Saturday and go yell at Legislative Hall. But that's not the case anymore. Fuck. Can I return this and just get like a bunch of fucking Palestine stuff and we can go out and like, it kind of looks like a tailgate, right? It kind of does. Minus all the, you know, they're not sharing food or anything like that. Like you could, it looks like a, like it could be two rival schools are playing one another in like an NCAA Div 1 football championship. When you see like opposing sides that protest one another, it looks like a sporting event. You know, we're just missing like, that's where I respect the trucker convoy, because they made it an actual tailgate. People were having a good time, you know? And I understand that inflation has taken over and food prices have skyrocketed and, you know, it makes it a little hard to drag out the barbecue when the steaks are fucking $30 a crack, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60. They're climbing up. It's going up, 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 up. You know, you don't really want to bust out the hot dogs. You don't want to be the cheap guy, right? You want to go to the tailgate and share some good, decent food. Where I think that that's what's lacking with the Free Palestine protests. They're not getting together. They're not playing music. It's a very angry. There's a lot of like negative emotions that are attached to it. And I understand that, hey, you're passionate about this issue, but for God's sakes, bring an hors d'oeuvre. Bring a fucking hors d'oeuvre. Let's make this a potluck. And then folks might be a little more inclined to follow along and see what you got to say, you know? Have a trinket, a fucking keychain, something. You got to think marketing here. You got to think marketing. None of you idiots sat there and thought, like, how can we get the general public on our side? You know, the whole screaming and yelling and what I'm seeing right here, this is like where we're getting insane. Is this isn't going to get the America! So I'll describe the video here. So we have now this is just beautiful here. We have two female officers looking to, they're engaging with a gentleman who has a burning American flag, okay? He has a flag that is on fire. Two American police officers that are of female. Now, am I 100% sure? Not overly, okay? I'm not overly sure now what they are, but I'm assuming they are women. And in true American fashion, they are fat. Which is just beautiful. What city is this in? I believe it did not say in the caption. Let's go back here. Death to America chants. Burning an American flag. Tehran, Gaza. Nope. New York City today. Now let's watch.
Oh shit! Yeah, shit!
Death to America!
Well, that's great.
Yo, somebody arrested
him. Who did that?
Why you did the flag?
No. Who did that? Anyone have that on video?
Yo,
anybody
have that on
video?
Anybody have that on video?
So that's where we're at, okay? That's where they're at down in America is somebody. Now, I believe that's a federal offense, is it not? I believe if you burn an American flag, the Supreme Court has ruled that burning the flag in protest is protected free speech. Oh, okay. That's protected free speech under the First Amendment. Now, that is the state, free country. I mean, you can't argue against that. Now, somebody, you can't burn the flag. I get that. But if it's in their First Amendment, as a Canadian, you truly don't understand the power that is behind the First Amendment. That is, you are protected by that to burn an American flag. Wow. That's just really dawning on me. Like, I thought that for sure in a country like that, that would have been a federal offense. Now, I'm not too swift on American law. So forgive me if I'm just learning something in real time right now. But to burn a flag and it be protected under the First Amendment, that's truly telling. You know, we should be truly jealous as Canadians of the First Amendment. We should be truly jealous because coming down the pipeline is something that I don't think any of us understand the magnitude of the tidal wave that is going to be crashing down on us with the whole Online Harms Act. We don't know what it's going to possess. We don't know what they're going to be able to do with it. We have no idea. Now, you know, when you're trying to sell somebody on something, right, you always give them just a little bit of gravy with the French fries, right? You want them to buy all the gravy. So it's like, well, this is going to help keep child porn. You got to put something that's going to convince a good portion of the public that they're going to want this enacted, right? It's kind of like when you fly two towers or you fly two planes into two towers, whoops, and then you're like, hey, you're not going to believe this. There might be terrorists in the country. We're going to have to, put a few things. I believe it was the Freedom Act that they put into place, where then you are stripped away of like even more freedom, which is ironic, right? So now you're going to see those that throw stones in glass houses that perpetuate the hate online, and they drum up this horse shit on other people, right? And when it happens to them, they're going to cry for help, and their cry for help is going to be the Online Harms Act. Mark my words. I'm calling it right here, right now. You're seeing it already with journalists online that are like, we need this in place so that way we can be protected. You're not going to be protected. That's the funny thing, is because it's retroactive. So you better go and scrub your internet presence pretty fucking clean, because all it's going to take is some asshole to see that you said something that could be deemed offensive. They're going to charge you $20,000, and then the Canadian government is going to get their 20, that you're 40K in the hole. This is going to get insane if it goes through. And I don't think many people are really thinking how crazy it's going to be. I don't think many folks are sitting back and really taking into consideration and how insane that bill could be. You know, we're only getting like the Coles notes right now. It's not passed. It's not in effect, but it's slowly coming to fruition. You know, we still cannot get news on Facebook or Instagram. That should be alarming. That we still have not gotten to the point where we have news on Instagram or Facebook. The fact it was even banned and or taken from us should be alarming. But we just want to stick our heads in the sand, enjoy our little lives. You know, it's good. Hey, what do you mean? I can walk to the store and get ice cream. It's not that bad out there. What do you mean? You know, and to a degree, I will kind of agree with that. You know, those folks that are living without a cell phone, you know, they got a flip phone and that's it. It's just a point of contact. So that way somebody can get a hold of them. Wonderful. That's gotta be great. You know, that forces you to like exist in the world and converse with one another, you know, but as we sink deeper into, you know, this like transhumanism with technology being attached to us at all times, it's like, are we already there with the cell phones, you know, and then with this Oculus that Apple dropped on us? Are we getting closer to it? You know, are we warming ourselves up to the idea that chips in our brain is probably the best way to move forward? Or are we already there with the cell phone attached to our hip? You know, these are points that we need to argue as human beings and start chatting about, because a lot of us just, you know, our whole existence, our whole being is online. You know, you do like these folks that gather to burn flags, at least they're coming together as a community and they're doing it with other individuals that are like-minded. You know, we don't have that no more. Nobody's joining the bowling club. Nobody's going down and having paint nights anymore. You know, prior to the pandemic, we were getting together. You'd go out for a trivia night. Who gives a shit? It's a fun little time. You'd meet your friends down at the bar, shoot some pool. Now, what are we doing? I'm seeing folks that are bringing their cell phones to the bar, setting up a tripod on the bar, and dancing to TikTok live. They're not even existing in the environment around them. They're so tapped into the internet that they need to share the experience of them dancing on TikTok Live as if it's supposed to be interesting, you know? But here's the thing. Thousands of people will watch that, and it does not make any goddamn sense to me whatsoever. How? Why? You know, every now and then I like to pop on and see what people do on a TikTok Live, and it's getting more weird as the days go on. You know, it makes no sense to me whatsoever of like the activities that these folks deem entertainment in public, like these NPCs that are in public. That is just, it's wild, you know, it's wild to me. I don't quite understand it. And I get it's like a means of income. And some people have blown the fuck up, like that ice cream so good chick. You know, she was making millions of dollars. Now, whether she's still making those millions of dollars or the porn that she sold is like, helped her get to that place. But I mean, like, holy shit, are we there? Are we already like so connected with technology? I mean, look at this. If we look in this room, TV, computer, microphone, fucking tech. Everywhere I look, I got something, you know? Something that, and now you're watching this on the internet. You're watching a maniac sit here in this fucking chair and rant and rave about what is the future going to look like, even though I barely know what I'm going to have for breakfast in the morning. You know, actually, it's the same thing every morning. It's a smoothie. You know me. I love a good smoothie. There's nothing that gets my hog hard like a goddamn smoothie in the morning. You know, nothing gets the old wrench peeking out of the boxer shorts like a, you know, you get your antioxidants. You throw a scoop of greens in there. Oh, boy, you get that scoop of greens in there. Oh, Lord almighty. You know, a little cup of skim milk. Put a little skim milk in there. I'm not a chubby bitch. I'm trying to be a little slim bitch going into the summer, you know? I want to be a little skinny mini out there in my little thong. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little cock on the catwalk. Fucking hell. Freedom. But that's the joy of the world that we're living in, folks. You know, you get the freedoms. You want the freedoms. You we like to think that we exist in the freedoms, but you're slowly getting them stripped away. I know, like, the folks that were screaming about the fucking, what freedoms did you lose during the lockdown? What do you mean, what freedoms did we lose during the lockdown? They roped off the fucking pens. They roped off pens and spatulas at the dollar store. You couldn't purchase that. That seems like a loss of freedom, isn't it?
Well, that's just late stage capitalism.
Yeah, but it's still, I should be free to buy these items, should I not? Yeah. No. What?
Yeah, it's just systemic. Oh, God, I can't even have a conversation with you, for fuck's sakes.
All right, next person. Well, don't you think it's a loss of freedom that I got to show a medical fucking, you know, my medical status just to go into some shit place like Boston Pizza so that way I can suck down some carb-infested garbage that's been reheated for the second time in its existence on this planet? Huh? Only for me to consume like copious amounts of alcohol and drive home drunk? Is that for health and safety? You're checking my medical status so I can drive home drunk? What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? We're worried about the health and safety. We're not worried about that at all, because I'm about to be an absolute detriment to society here after about an hour and a half of chicken wings and some cheap pints on a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying, amigo? Because if you think I ain't driving home, you're out of your fucking mind. Because you angered me by making me show my medical status. So I'm going to be very, very, very upset. And I'm going to get my fucking, I'm going to get some dividends off that shit, boy. I'm going to get them dividends off that shit, boy. I'm going to be driving around hammered behind the wheel, smoking cigarettes because I don't care. That's another, you know, what freedoms did you lose? What freedoms did I lose? And it's like, Hack, are you still on this? Yes, it irritates the shit out of me that we're supposed to just forget. We're supposed to just forget, you know? It's like being in a fucking, you know, like when you're in, if you're in like a toxic relationship, maybe this isn't the best point of reference, but if like somebody does you wrong, right? So you're just supposed to forget, and most of some of you that maybe are good-hearted human beings, you know, somebody robs you. You know who robs you. You're just supposed to forget about it.
You're just supposed to forget? No.
It quite, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And quite honestly, you were robbed. You were robbed. You were robbed of your time. 2 years, 2.5, 3 years of your life. And then it's continued. The pressure is on. How many folks are you watching right now take to the internet to just like show their pain of their struggle right now, of what they're going through? And it's like, I feel fucking horrible about it, you know? And this is where I find that a lot of us just need to drop this whole like political divide and really take a look around, because it's people from both political spheres that are struggling, you know? Not everybody's not crushing it right now. And with this rising cost of living that is taking place, some folks are really taking a fucking hit right now, and the last thing they give a shit about is politics. But we want to divide this country politically. The libs are fucking retarded. Oh, these conservatives are racist. Why don't we fucking pick our heads out of our ass? Why don't we pull our heads out of our ass for 1 second and just take a look around and see how many people are really fucking killing it right now? Are your neighbors, you know, because your neighbor just leans a little more right, does that mean that, you know, you live in the same fucking area, you know? You live in the same area. Now, whether that be a nice area or a very bad area, you know, one of those areas where you can't leave change in your car because your window will get smashed out. You know, one of those areas where they're encouraging you to leave your car keys on the front doorstep so that way the criminals can just take your car. You know, I understand that that's more of a rich area because they were gunning after like those nice cars. But in some areas of the city, they're just encouraging you to leave your window or either your window rolled down or your doors unlocked. So that way you don't have to get your window smashed out every week. You know, that's what they're encouraging. Crime is rampant. Prices are out of control. But God almighty, you know, let's just sit here. And I know some folks are be like, well, it's the libs' fault that we got to vote them out. You think those guys fucking give a shit? You don't think the other side is going to do something fucking retarded to make the cost of living creep on up? These guys don't fucking care. They've been lobbied long ago. They've been you don't think that what their agenda is has been set up for, you know, somebody else to make some fucking money? It certainly isn't for you to be able to purchase a house. Come on, pull your head out of your ass. Let's get smart here. You know, but we want to make it political. You know, it's going to get to a point, I think, where we're going to watch, you know, Canadian politeness now is slowly dissipating. Now, whether we can argue the fact that, well, all these immigrants are coming over here and changing the face of Canada. I think, yeah, sure, we can argue that that is one of the points, but I think that the pressure that people are feeling that financially that'll cause them to make decisions that they would have never made in the past. You know, like some people might be forced to steal, you know, some people might be forced to take on a life of crime to make sure that their family can be fed. And it's not even like, you know, some folks won't even do this because they want to be a criminal. It's because they have to be a criminal. They're being forced. Their hand is being forced in that direction. And I feel horrible for those folks. You know, they don't want to do that shit. Nobody wants to do that shit. Pieces of shit wake up in the morning and think to themselves that, oh, I'm going to go out there and make somebody else's life a little harder because I just don't want to participate in a creating a utopia for all of us to exist in. You know, I'm going to go out there with a knife and put it to women's throats and steal their purse. You know, like those, it's irritating, you know, that we have to live in a world, not even a world, just even areas and pockets. Like I'm seeing more and more videos just out of Edmonton alone where the youth now find it amusing to go out and try and carjack people, which it is kind of cute. You know, if you think about it, kind of cute. If you've seen two little dorks poke their heads out of a, you know, they come rolling out. The video, I'll describe it. three kids are standing in the streets. Two of them have tree branches. It must be their first time. So it's cute that it got caught on video. And the one comes walking up to the door as if like some adult is about to take three 13-year-olds serious, you know, especially when their weapon of choice is a tree branch. And when I say a tree branch, like you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay, they whittled the tree branch down so that way maybe there's a point at the end of it, or there's, you know, maybe it's a bigger piece of the tree where if you were struck with it, it might cause some damage. It might hurt a little bit. No, 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 no. No, I'm talking like this just fell off a tree and all the little branches that stick off, they didn't even have the motivation to rip off the leaves. Like it looks like they were going to fan somebody. Like, you know, when you the old movies when the king is being fanned with a giant leaf. Like, think of that when you pretend to do that as a kid because we didn't have giant leaves here, right? And you're like, oh, the king is here. It looks like that. Like, they didn't even pluck the leaves off this thing. So the resistance, there's wind resistance there that is going to cause, like, less of a blow to happen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this must have been their first attempt at a carjacking. And the gentleman pulls up. He thinks that these three kids are in trouble. No, 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 no. We're trying to rob you, sir. And he just backs up. And they're like, oh, okay, never mind. And they ran off. So the attempt was there. The attempt was there. It's cute. But now that they figured out, oh, you failed at your first one. You failed at your first one. Sad, right? Sad. You got to take a loss. It's your first real crack at crime, and you're not very good at it. You have to learn that in real time. Oh, boy, I'm not very good at crime. How am I going to exist in this world? We got to get a little better, boys. I think maybe we need three tree branches. Why didn't you have your tree branch? You think that was the argument after that they were having? Why didn't you have your tree branch? I didn't think I needed it. Well, if we had three tree branches, we probably could have got that Kia Sorento. We'd be driving around the city having a wonderful time, but that guy put it in reverse. I didn't know what to do when he put it in reverse. Neither did I. I thought he would just give us the car. It's got to be intimidating to see three of us with a tree branch at nighttime, right? But that's where we're at. The kids now are trying carjackings. And it's laughable as an adult. As an adult, you'd think it was cute. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you roll up, you see these three kids? Hey, give me your car, man. What? What the fuck did you just say? Give me your car? Here you go. Here's the keys. You gonna hit me with your tree branch? I shouldn't even say it's a tree branch. I'm giving them credit where it's not due. This is like a stick that was broken off of, like, you know, a freshly planted, like, this thing looked like it could have been a freshly planted tree. That's where we're at. Fuck. It's insanity, is what it is. Spotted in Toronto. The coyotes are coming inward. Oh, my word. There was one more article, one more piece that I wanted to cover. Here we go.
So insanely.
You know, no, we'll leave that. We'll leave that. Here's our last piece. You know, now.
Now, this is a little bit for me, okay? I know maybe some of you listened to Kill Tony, and now it's gotten to the point where CBC Arts is going to follow along what's going on with Kill Tony, right? It's gotten to the point where now Canada is paying it, you know, because we don't have JFL anymore. Howie Mandel was on the show, so we can make it about Howard. Howard was on the show. Howard Mandel. Do you understand me? America's Got Talent. Howard fucking Mandel. Howard, I know you're watching this podcast. Why won't you allow me to go live with you on TikTok? Scum of the earth. All right. The headline reads, why are so many comedians dying to go on Kill Tony? Matt Hart and Ali Hassan give their thoughts on the chaotic and crude comedy podcast, Kill Tony. Now, I'm going to focus more on the writings of Eva Zhu, okay? Because this is fun. There's a line comedians love to repeat when their jokes are deemed too offensive, which is that comedians aren't allowed to talk about anything these days. Not true. Listen, this is my problem with journalists, okay? They write something like this. There's a line comedians love to repeat when their jokes are deemed too offensive, which is that comedians aren't allowed to talk about anything these days. None of us fucking said that, you know? We're going to talk about it regardless. Oh, it's too offensive. See, this is why, you know, comedians want to go to a space like Kill Tony because it's invited. In a space like Texas where we hope we're putting it out there, you know? May fingers crossed. Take a knee and say a little prayer to Allah for me, Buddha, Christian, God, whatever you're into, ladies and gentlemen. And pray that one of the fellas, one of the DC boys, gets their name pulled at Kill Tony in the next 2 weeks here. We're going for 2 weeks. We're going to go for it. You know, the boys, maybe we get a win here. Maybe after a little fucking getting a little sunburnt. Up there in the high temperatures of the atmosphere of floating, or like we were Icarus floating a little too close to the sun. But because Texas appreciates this type of stuff, these guys taking risks. And that's the thing is, like, in Canada, we have been told to, you know, hey, we got to be a little fuck, bud. Why are you going there? You're a little too hard there, bud, aren't you? Oh, fuck, buddy. What the hell is that? You know? And that's... No, I know what you're saying. Well, it's the fucking libs. I've watched conservative guys that have been like, oh, free speech, but that's too far, man. So before you get your panties in a bunch, and that's twice I've said this on this episode, panties in a bunch, what are you, a lib? You know, maybe that's what I got to do. I got to start, like, every time a conservative guy is like fucking, hey, I don't know about that. That's a little too far. What are you, a lib? What are you, a lib? You don't believe in free speech? You fucking lib? What are you, a communist? Start flipping the script. Because free speech, absolutist. I don't even care if it's at my expense, you know? Does it suck? Was I stoked about everything that took place in the media? No, not entirely. But I do think that you are allowed to speak your mind. You know, you're allowed to speak your mind. Say whatever you want. Who cares? Does it mean anything? No. No, it does not. Well, it'll ruin your reputation. You don't think I can ruin my reputation better than they can? You don't think that I can't blow my fucking world up into pieces worse than what they can? If you don't think, if you think that, you're out of your fucking mind, pal. Enter Kill Tony. A competitive comedy showcase that prides itself on being a space where comics can be crass, nasty, and as rude as they want to be. Hosted by... See, that's the problem with Canadians, is we can't comprehend being in a space like that. And shows like this exist all across the country, but we refuse to believe that we would want to participate in something like that. Like, why would somebody want to be a part of something like that? Because it's fun. Because people that go to these types of shows understand that this is a show, you know, it's wrestling at its best. and it's just wrestling minus the wrestling. It's words. It's people having a good goddamn time. And that's why it has become popular, because it's chaotic in nature, and it brings a whole new aspect to pretty much I would say almost like an open mic. You know, you have pros that are sitting there that are waiting to jump on you right away. You know, they're going to give it to you regardless, whether you want it or not. But, you know, a journalist from the CBC just cannot comprehend why people would want to be rude to one another for entertainment purposes. You know, I thought that we are supposed to get along, and just like, you're supposed to hire a certain amount of races, religions, sexual orientations, genders, you know, and the belief of like what's instilled at you at these organizations across the country, like a CBC, that really lean into like this diversity, equity, integrity. I don't fucking know. These DEI hiring tactics that they use to, you know, make sure that everybody's included, you know, where a show like this, literally everybody's included. There is no, we would like, the only time that they really do any of that is like, if there hasn't been a woman on the show. That's the only time. We want female comics, you know? We want a female comic on the show, so they'll deliberately pull one out of the bucket. They'll pull names out of the bucket until they get a female comic up there. And that's, in my mind, fair, you know? That, in my mind, is fair. Why not? And it's his show. What does he care about what I'm saying, you know? This is his show. Does he look, you think Hitchcliffe is probably listening to the Uncle Hack podcast and being like, you know what he needs to do is just shut the fuck up and quit this podcast because it sucks. And you know what? He's probably right. Kill Tony has been running for over 10 years, but recently it seemed to have entered a new realm of popularity, a realm that involves two nights hosting from Madison Square Garden to explain why Kill Tony has become such a sought-out opportunity in the comedy world. Comedian Ali Hassan and comedian aficionado Matt Hart join host Elamin Abdallah Muhad on Commotion. We've included some highlights below, edited for length and clarity. For full discussion, okay, never mind. I'm just being the moron. But here's the thing, is a show like this has gained massive popularity because it is drawn in. Like, there is a chaotic nature. Like, people have fucking, you know, it blew up. The clips have like blown up all over TikTok. People are interested in this show because it's, you know, that there is it's comedy. You get stand up and then there's like comedy. There's like a podcast that takes place, and some people are very interesting and some people are just boring as hell, you know, boring as hell. And it exposes you. You're naked up there. And if you're funny, it'll shine through if you allow it to. You know, I like Kill Tony. I do. I tune in every now and then. For a while there, I was very adamant on watching what was going on and staying up to speed with it. But it is quite the show. You get all sorts of types. You never know what that bucket is going to pull out. That's the joy of that show, you know? 1 minute, you know, you could have like a 30-year professional, and then the next is like a schizophrenic that just got out of the hospital last week. And there is some strange people, you know. The experiences that I've had in the Kill Tony, like, waiting wings has been insane. There is like, they used to, now I don't know if it still happens, but they were doing like a 1 minute mic while you waited in the one bar, waiting for your name to be called on whether or not you're going to be on the show, right? And I got to tell you, boy, was that rough, you know? Half of these guys are hammered going up there. They're just yelling, fuck you to everybody, calling everybody gay, which I do admire, you know? But it's something, it is hilarious that now that we have lost JFL in Canada, that we're looking at something like Kill Tony. You know, they're writing about Kill Tony in the comedy sphere in Canada, because no one, you know, the audience that JFL was attracting isn't like a Kill Tony audience. I mean, depending on the comics that you bring in, you might get some, you know, there might be some crossover there. But in terms of like the festival itself, now I've never attended, but I've seen the audiences that shown up there. And it's kind of like we're watching. Now I'm just going to speak on behalf of the Canadian side, because, you know, when you spend as much as they do on bringing American acts up, of course you're going to have like it. You know, of course. What are we talking about? Of course there's going to be an audience there. You're paying these massive comedians a large amount of money to come up here and make sure that there's asses in the seats. But then you get the dark side of it is a lot of Canadian comics, they put all their eggs in that basket of like JFL being their opportunity, their way to get out of here, their way to fucking explode, to get some sort of credit, or that this is the next stepping stone in their career. And you know what? Rightfully so. I mean, if that's the route you want to take, I'm not going to dog it. You know, we've taken an alternate route. I can't sit there and say that there is a right way or a wrong way of doing this. You know, there's not like a, hey, this is how you become a welder. You know, you got to learn, you go to school, you know, you become a journeyman, you go to fucking, you know, there's like necessary steps that take place. There's really no handbook on how to be a stand-up comic and a successful one on top of it, right? You just got to figure it the fuck out. And then rising in the ranks and getting these things, you know, is it a nice feather in your cap to have that in Canada? Yes, 100%. Does it really mean anything? And it's proven time and time again, not really. Unfortunately, you know, if you get on Kill Tony, getting a Kill Tony credit is almost more worthy than a Just for Laughs credit now, which is insane, because this guy has like grown this podcast. And again, I'm not dogging JFL. I mean, it doesn't even exist anymore, so who cares, right? One of Canada's largest comedy festivals, in fact, North America's largest comedy festivals, does not exist, because no money exists in those accounts or whatever. No fucking camera. Who gives a shit about the logistics of it? Everything fell apart. Who cares? What are you bitching about? But that just shows the magnitude of this show, that it has drawn the attention of Canadian media to really pencil down a beautiful article to try and explain, like, ah, there's a line comedians like to repeat. Is that so, Eva Zoo? The bangs of justice. There's always Eva Zoo as an associate. Why the People's Joker is a compelling take on, you know, this is great. So she likes writing about pop culture. She currently works at CBC Arts and Syndication. She has bylines in CBC Books. Eva writes things. Let's take a look at Eva writes things. What are you tweeting? You haven't tweeted since 2023. I'm writing an article for the CWA about how queer trans journalists are faring in their reporting on queer issues, especially with the growing anti-trans sentiments in Canada this year. So there you go. That's why someone like Eva writes a line at the top of an article like this. There's a line comedians love to repeat when their jokes are deemed too offensive. That's because women like you, or they thems like you, find quite a lot offensive. Now, we have a special treat today. I'm not going to run the whole intro. We have a special treat for you today. Somebody finally sent a voice note. If you want to send a voice note to the Uncle Hack podcast, please, unclehack@dangercats.tv, subject line. You know what? We're going to call a little kitty litter. Drop a little shit in the kitty litter, you know? Hey, fucking new segment. We just popped that off right off the top of our head. Welcome to Kitty Litter, where we play your bullshit, your cat shit, actually. We're going to clean out the kitty litter and the little kitty litter cat shit. But yes, send me a voice note. I'm not reading your shit no more. I want to hear the voice. I want to hear how how you speak, how you feel. Okay. And there we go. Our first, I believe this is the second ever voice note played on this show.
Fucking Uncle Hack and the Danger Cats. I'm just fucking down here in Victoria, British Columbia at the Royal Jubilee Hospital. Getting my drugs on, fucking little fentanyl, smoking a little meth, you know how it is here down in fucking BC, fucking drugs everywhere. It's good fucking time. Ah, Danger Cats, when you guys come to Vancouver Island, let's have a fucking Danger Cats meetup and we'll all get fucked up at the hospital. Sure makes those 12-hour wait times a little more bearable, I must say. Woo!
See, isn't that more fun? That is like, that's a fucking Uncle Hawk and the Danger Cats. that's the accent of a true Canadian bro right there. I love me some Canadian bros. Canadian bro, let me know how you feel. Send me an email. Uncle Hack and DangerCats.tv. If you want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast, I'll probably be a little late on it this week. Patreon.com/DangerCats69. If you would like an extra episode of this podcast, I will be recording the next episode from Texas. So join me down there. I'll be down in Texas and I'll be thinking of you. See you next week, folks. Live from Austin, Texas.